practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. We're going to begin the program this morning with a song that's entitled, What a Wonderful Name, talking about the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here's the song, What a Wonderful Name.
And we must conform, or we will be left by the change. This new world religion serves the God of their choice, but salvation still comes in one name.
That name is Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, Lion of Judah, promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name.
All the great leaders who sleep in their graves one day will bow down and proclaim.
He's Lord of all glory, he's the crowned King of kings. All creation will thunder his name, his glorious name. That name is Jesus, sweet rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, Lion of Judah, promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, the world's only Savior. Jesus, what a wonderful name. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave.
In listening to that song, I think of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, which is a verse that we use often during the Christmas season, but it's applicable to every season of the year, where it says in reference to Jesus, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." What a Savior we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I trust that you know him as your Savior this morning. Let me ask you, have you ever called upon the name of the Lord to ask him to save you? You know, the Bible teaches that we've all sinned and have come short to the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior. It is Jesus Christ who went to the cross and suffered and bled and died, and then on the third day he arose again from the grave, so that whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved, which simply means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Have you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior? Now stop to think of it. Every now and then down through the years, I've asked people that question, are you a Christian? Have you trusted Christ? Well, I'm not sure if I have or not, many people will say. Well, if you've trusted Christ, then you know it. And you might not be able to put your finger on a particular date, but you know if you've done it. Now, for me, I can go back to July the 17th, 1964, when I trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. I simply remember that date. I've written it down, and I will never forget it. Many people I know cannot remember the date, but they know that they've trusted Christ. What about you? Listen to me carefully, beloved. What about you? Have you ever called upon the name of the Lord to ask him to save you? Well, if you have, I rejoice with you this morning. But if you haven't, I would encourage you right now, wherever you are, simply to say something like this: Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. Now, it's not the words that will save you, but if those words express your heart, then God will hear it and Christ will save you. Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you make that your prayer, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We have a booklet we'd like to send you that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. It's simply entitled, Now That I Believe. And you can contact us by calling 814-944-2894, or you can write to us, the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. If you've made that your personal prayer, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, reach out to us. Let us know that you've made that your prayer this morning, and we will see that you get that particular book, Now That I Believe, that you might begin to grow in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if we can serve you spiritually in any way, again, please don't hesitate to contact us. Again, that phone number is 814-944-2894, and you can write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Let's pray together. Father, I do thank you and praise you for your word, and I thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Your word says that he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of you in him. And I thank you for that. And I pray, Lord, that if there's any under the sound of my voice this very moment who have not yet trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that today will be the time in which they'll call upon the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus, and ask him to save them. And we know that he will. And I just pray, dear Lord, that many today will come to the saving knowledge of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father, for the opportunity of being able to do these radio broadcasts every Sunday morning to prepare our hearts to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And so I pray that you'll take the broadcast this morning and use it in all of our lives for your honor and for your glory according to your intended purpose. And we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a song that is a blessing to many of us who know the Lord and walk with the Lord. It speaks about the faithfulness of God. It is simply entitled, Great is Thy Faithfulness. how we can thank the Lord for his faithfulness to us. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the book of James, James chapter 5, and I'd like to read with you verses 7 and 8. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, where the Word of God says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. And now before I deliver a study entitled The Ministry of the Holy Spirit, let's listen to a quartet number that I really enjoy. And I can remember quartets singing this for, many, many years ago. It's entitled Just a Little Talk with Jesus. I know that some of you know this song and you're now looking forward to hearing it, aren't you? Well, sing along with it. Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
Now you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
All right.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love, and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer wheel turning,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right, alright. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn in,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right, all right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn in. Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus. Find a little talk with Jesus. Find a little talk with Jesus. Makes it. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. A little talk with Jesus makes it right.
And that is so true. You know, sometimes we go throughout circumstances in our day-by-day life where we don't know what to say, we don't know what to do, sometimes we don't even know where to go. But if we go to the Lord in prayer and talk to the Lord Jesus, it does make it right in the sense that he gives us guidance and direction. And the way that he does that is, number one, through his word, and secondly, through his Holy Spirit. How we can thank the Lord that when we talk to the Lord, he is there always to hear us, to guide us, and to direct us. Well, today I want us to focus for a few minutes on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And I'm just basically doing this to introduce the Holy Spirit to you. I do not have the time to dig into all the passages of Scripture, even that I have before me here this morning to share with you. But I would encourage you to take some notes and write down the Scriptures that I give you and then study them on your own. It's important that we understand the Holy Spirit. And down through the years, I have found that there are many people who do not understand him. They do not understand his purpose. They do not understand his place in the Godhead, as it were. And so many times we find that the Holy Spirit is either overemphasized or underemphasized in our walk with and our relationship with the Lord. And yet it's important that we understand who he is. And by the way, he is a person. He is the third person of the Trinity, as we often say. He's not just an influence. He's not just some kind of a force that's out there. He truly is a person, because when you study the Holy Spirit in the Word of God, and we don't have the time to get into this aspect of our study of the Holy Spirit today, but you will find that there are three things that make up personality. That's intellect, sensibility, and will. Intellect, sensibility, or emotion, and will. And the Holy Spirit has all three of those qualities. He has intellect in that he can think, he has emotion in that he feels, and he has will in that he has the ability to operate. And so, truly, even though he is actually a spirit, the Spirit of God, he is the third person of the Trinity, and certainly he is a real person as the Holy Spirit. And so there's a lot that we could say about the Holy Spirit that I just don't have time to dig into today. But let me just introduce to you some things about the Holy Spirit that might motivate you to dig deeper into the Word of God to understand who the Holy Spirit is. First of all, we need to look at the person of the Holy Spirit. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, he is the third person of the Trinity. And when I say that, keep in mind that God is a triune God made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's taught throughout the pages of Scripture. We can see that taught in the Old Testament. We're not going to go back to Old Testament Scriptures today due to the lack of time. But it's interesting to note in the book of Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, which is often referred to as the Great Commission, Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name," you'll note that says name, singular, "name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." When it says name, that's indicating that there's one God made up of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, or in other words, the Holy Spirit. And so when the person comes to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are then to baptize those people. And in baptism, they are identifying with Jesus Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. But we are to baptize them in the name of God, as it were, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, because through trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, they build a relationship with all three aspects of who God is, all three personalities of the Godhead, as it were, and thus we baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost as they identify with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in their salvation. But then over in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7, it says this, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word," and we know that that relates to the Lord Jesus Christ because the Apostle John often refers to Jesus Christ as the Word. Remember John chapter 1, verse 1, where he says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And so when the term Word is used here in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7, it's talking about the Lord Jesus. So again, the verse says, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." So when we're talking about the Holy Spirit, we are talking about the third person of the Trinity, as it were, the third person of the Godhead. He is very God of very gods. Now, what about the purpose of the Holy Spirit? Well, beloved, I just don't have time to share with you all of the verses that I have before me this morning, but let me give them to you and indicate to you what those verses teach. First of all, in John chapter 16 and verse 7, and please look this up on your own, it tells us there that the Holy Spirit comforts believers. The Lord Jesus is teaching about the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, if you read through John chapters 14, 15, and 16, you will see that the Lord Jesus gives a lot of teaching on the Holy Spirit, and I would encourage you to study those three chapters. But in John chapter 16 and verse 7, Jesus tells us that it is the Holy Spirit who is our comforter. In other words, as we go through the circumstances of life, it's the Holy Spirit that God uses to come alongside of us to give us the help and the strength that we need and the comfort that we need to face the difficulties of life. In John chapter 16 and verse 8, Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit convicts. He convicts the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. That word convict means to reveal or to lay open. And what that means is that it's the Holy Spirit who convicts people of their sins so that they might trust Jesus Christ as Savior, and then also convicts people along the concept of righteousness and judgment. In other words, it's the Holy Spirit who teaches us to live righteously and to have the right judgment, to have the right understanding of things as we go throughout the course of this life. Then in John chapter 16 and verse 13, and again, I trust you're taking these verses down, Jesus says that it's the Holy Spirit who guides us into all truth. Think about that. When you and I open the Bible, which is the truth of God, and read it, it is the Holy Spirit who teaches us the truth of God. One of the reasons why the people of the world say that there is no such thing as absolute truth is because they do not have the Holy Spirit to teach them. But you and I who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior have the Holy Spirit living within us, and because of that, he guides us into all truth. Then in John chapter 15 and verse 26, the Lord Jesus, in teaching about the Holy Spirit, tells us that the Holy Spirit testifies of him. That is, Christ is saying, "The Holy Spirit testifies of me." In other words, the purpose of Jesus' statement there is to teach us that it is the Holy Spirit who lifts up the Lord Jesus Christ, as it were. When you study the Holy Spirit in the Word of God, you will find that he is not to be lifted up, he is not to be honored, he is not to be glorified. His purpose is to lift up and to testify and to teach about and to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you study the Bible about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, you will see consistently he testified of Christ. And then another interesting thing about the purpose of the Holy Spirit is that he places new believers into the body of Christ. And that's 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, where it says, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized or placed into the body of Christ. Whether we be Jew or Gentile or bond or free, we've been all made to drink of one Spirit." And what that teaches us is that when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, the moment we are saved, the moment we are born again, it's the Holy Spirit who places us into the body of Christ. The third thing I want to bring out to you today, and then our time is about up, is the presence of the Holy Spirit. Not only is he in the world, but he is also in the life of every child of God. And we see that taught in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, where the Word of God says this in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple," that is the dwelling place of the Holy Ghost, "which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." How we can thank the Lord for the fact that the Holy Spirit not only places us into the body of Christ when we are saved, but that he takes up his residency in our body to give us the wisdom and the strength and the direction that we need to serve the Lord on a day-by-day basis. And that's why Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16 tells us to make certain that we do not walk in the flesh, but that we walk in the Spirit. That is, allow the Spirit of God to guide us and strengthen us and to control us so that we might live for his honor and glory. Now, this was just a basic survey of the person and the purpose and the presence of the Holy Spirit. I trust that you'll take what I've said today, study it through more on your own, and give praise to God for the ministry of the Holy Spirit today. Thank you so very much for joining me, and I trust that you'll go to church today. But until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.